You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have with me the President and CEO of Novo Resources, Dr. Quentin Henning. Thanks for joining me again, Quentin.
Thank you, Jay.
You know, on March 7th, you put out a press release informing investors as to how Novo plans to progress its Beaton's Creek Witwaters Rand type deposit, as well as its nearby Blue Speck high-grade gold and antimony deposit. Can you share the basic content of that March 7th press release with our listeners? Perhaps talk about Beaton's Creek project first, what your plans are for that project going forward, and then after addressing that, perhaps give us an update on the most recent news coming out of the Blue Speck property.
Sure thing, Jay. So at Beaton's Creek, to give people a little background, we've been moving it towards a gravity-only mine. This would be a mine, very simple mine, where we mine the reefs near surface using simple equipment. It's all free dig. We're mining oxide material that's quite soft. And then we then process that through a gravity mill. That was the original intent. We started this initiative a little over 18 months ago, of course, when the market was very poor in the gold sector. We've advanced the thing considerably since then. We did test mining last year that demonstrated very good grades or grade reconciliation, more to the point, that suggests this thing should work like a charm. Now, in the process of doing that trial mining, we did some processing of the material. The 30,000 tons we dug, we processed about a third of it through a small gravity plant to determine the grade. This was a process that involved crushing the rock down to about, say, fine gravel size, taking out the coarse gold through using our gravity recovery equipment, and then analyzing the tailings that came out of it. And one of the steps we did at the very end was to collect a composite sample of tailings from that gravity mill. We then subjected those to cyanidation tests. I did it just to see what kind of recoveries we might expect from cyanide, from the tailings from the gravity circuit. And the results were kind of jaw-dropping. There were several parts to the results that just really, really stood out. One was the grade of the tailings came in higher than predicted, so that was a very encouraging. But the other aspects relate to the recovery and the amount of cyanide and so forth that was used. So the recovery was astounding. It was greater than 97% using cyanide within 12 hours. That tells us that this material can leach very, very easily, very, very quickly. The gold is all free, and it can be recovered virtually, with a half a day using cyanide. That's just kind of astounding. You know, they have to have 8 or 12 leach tanks to give the residents time for material to leach, which, usually leaches on order of a couple of days at least. So this leaches very quickly. The second aspect, the grind size. This stuff leaches even at a very coarse grind size of 212 microns, which was the coarsest test we did. We got over 97% recovery again within 12 hours. The next aspect, the amount of cyanide and another reagent called lime that we used was very low. The cyanide consumption was only 0.15 kilo per ton, which is quite low. So we stepped back and looked at the results and thought, let's see how this might impact our plans. We then went back to our process engineer. We discussed the results in context of our plans to build a gravity only mine, and looked at the trade-offs for replacing the complex gravity circuit that we were developing, and actually, quite frankly, virtually had done. We effectively engineered most of it. Anyway, we've looked at how we could shift the gravity circuit or condense it down to just take out the coarse gold and then bring in cyanide to recover the remaining gold. So we've stepped back, looked at that, and we now have I'll call it a 30,000-foot view that it would be much more favorable economics. First of all, the recoveries that we would see would go from about 80% with the gravity-only scenario up to about 98% using cyanide. The second effect is the capital. So much to my surprise, I've got to be frank, much to my surprise, the capital for a similar scale, meaning 2,000-ton-a-day operation, the capital for a cyanide plant versus a gravity-only plant is only marginally higher.
Wow.
The third thing was, look, bottom line, it impacts the NPV on an order of, you know, an increase of 60% over what we were predicting with the gravity-only plant.
Wow.
Yeah, so from my perspective, this is one of those no-brainer kind of things. Now, other aspect is that because of the higher recovery, our production goes up. So now we're targeting something that could produce considerably more gold. You know, basically, we're looking at a conventional mine scenario now, you know, both terms of mining, the scale of mining, as well as processing using gravity CIL. All right, so the next thing I had to look at was the resource we have. We drilled out a shallow resource with the aim of building this mine. There's plenty of room for expansion, so I've decided to undertake a program to both enhance the resource, so there's some inferred we can convert to indicated, but also grow that resource in preparation for this additional, you know, this new scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things we can look at now is we don't have to just focus on oxide. We can look at the fresh rock as well. Fresh rock is non-refractory. It's easily treatable in a gravity CIL mill. So now we can start taking our blinders off and looking at the bigger picture.
Well, that's really interesting. Is this going to set you back in terms of the timing for production, though, Quentin? And what about your economics? I know you were planning a PEA sometime this year.
Look, Dave, to be frank, we had the PEA done. We were waiting on this last data, and we were going to publish it here shortly. We are now going to back off and look at the cyanide scenario. I'll be flat out with that, okay? So that's where our mindset is at. The other thing that, we've been looking around at finance. The market was absolutely horrendous late 2015. Kind of picked up last year, then it went to, you know, back in the dumper late last year. Even lately, you know, it's kind of touch and go. You know, to be frank, it's difficult to fund the gravity only. While it can be done and done cheaply and so forth, you know, when we take it to people, they look and they say, well, this is not conventional. They want to see CIL in there, okay? Mm-hmm. And now we're moving to what is more conventional. Basically, you know, this kind of technology is tried and true, well proven. So, you know, the finance community is going to be more receptive to this than looking at the gravity only and, you know, scratching their head wondering if we're going to achieve recoveries and all the equipment we're using, if it's going to break down and this and that. This is, in our view, a much easier sell to get the thing financed. So, yes, it will put us back a few months. I'm not talking about a lot of months. We're actually doing the resource work now. But, you know, say 3 or 4 months for resource work, resource upgrade, and then a couple months additional to get the PEA out on a gravity CIL scenario. So, yes, it is going to take a little bit longer, but it's going to produce a much better result.
Quentin, what is the possibility of increasing your resource there with the oxides? And I guess maybe you're not just limiting yourself to oxides, but clearly they're on the surface, cheaper to mine. What is the possibility of increasing your resource from, I believe your oxides are just slightly under 500,000 ounces at this time. Is there a good chance of increasing the resource there at Beaton's Creek?
Yeah, our current resource measured and indicated is about 300,000, or inferred as another 260,000. That's all near surface, you know, within, say, 20 meters of surface. This is a very shallow deposits. Yes, in short, we can expand that significantly. We're looking at growing both the oxide and the sulfide. The resource that we published is a composite of oxide and sulfide, so bear that in mind. We think we can increase that on the order of, you know, 50 or 60% in terms of overall size fairly easily, cheaply, and quickly. We also think we can upgrade much of the inferred we have presently to indicated, which would put it into the category of potentially being converted to reserve once we go in that direction.
Well, this is really exciting. I think the economics are going to be, they look pretty good before just on the gravity, but now if you can add that carbon and leach process, it looks really, really exciting. And I know you have a lot of upside potential on the exploration front. But Quentin, with just a couple of minutes left, talk to us briefly about Bluespec. That's sure. A high-grade, structurally controlled deposit, vertically orientated, I believe, and nearby Beaton's Creek. Is there a chance that once you have a milling operation, that you can also process that material at the same mill? Is that a possibility?
Parts of the mill could be used for the blue spec, and that's one aspect we're considering. Okay, blue spec is metallurgically much different, but we can crush and grind using the same components on the front end of the mill. Mm-hmm. And yes, there could be potential synergy there. So that is one aspect we're considering. There's also lots of water out of blue spec for processing.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about, just briefly comment on the results that you published here back on March 7th at blue spec? And what are your plans for blue spec with about a minute and a half left?
Okay. We drilled at blue spec. We drilled several targets. People can look back through the news releases to see where we focused. We focused around the existing deposits at gold spec and blue spec. All the holes proved that the resource is expandable. There's plenty of room. It's wide open, down plunge, down, adjacent to existing resources. So we feel very optimistic we can make the thing grow. We did make several new discoveries. There's two targets out east of blue spec in particular that have returned very favorable results. You can look back at a news release here in the past week and one about 4 weeks ago that described those results. At blue spec, we feel very confident now we can see a mine or potential for a deposit that can become a mine. And doing that, in tandem, we'll call it, with Beaton's Creek, where we advance the exploration at blue spec, but also bring potential cash flow from Beaton's Creek to look at advancing blue spec towards production. That's the overall strategy.
All right, very good. Well, just in summary then, what should investors be looking for this year as drivers for the share price?
Yes, this year we've got a lot of resource work going on right now. You'll see some results probably in the next few weeks, and then sometime in about 3 months you'll see a resource upgrade, hopefully significant. And then we'll have that economic study done sometime early Q3. That'll bring in the CIL component. We should have very good handle on costs and stuff at that point. We've already got most of the numbers worked out. I think then you'll see us move towards production. We have got a lot of permitting stuff already done and it's underway, so you'll see some news around that, as well as potentially financing this deposit.
No, it's really exciting. It's still my top pick. It's the stock that I have the largest percentage of my portfolio in. So I'm watching with great anticipation. Quentin, I want to thank you very much for being with us and look forward to keeping up with your story on an ongoing basis. Thank you again for being with us today.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, folks. Well, we do have to go to break, but don't go away, because coming up next, Doug Casey will be with us. He's going to compare the current situation with the 1930s, and he'll also comment on the gold markets and the mining shares. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Doug Casey.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beaton's Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently processing a 30,000-ton bulk sample. Novo also controls 100% interest in the Blue Spec Gold Antimony Project, where it is conducting a 10,000-meter drill program. The company has over $7 million in cash and enjoys strong shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. Dynacert is a global leader in carbon emission reduction technologies. Created for use in diesel engines, the hydrogen unit has been proven to reduce carbon emissions by up to 40%, increase torque, improve engine oil quality, and provide up to 19% in fuel savings. Our leading-edge technology is designed for tractor trailers, rail, marine, and newly developed for diesel engine cars. Reducing the amount of greenhouse gases provides benefits to the environment, to communities and businesses, and to our shareholders.
Arvista Gold's only asset is the Douay Gold Project, which is located in northern Quebec. The Douay Project currently hosts an NI 43101 resource of approximately 3 million ounces of gold and is considered to be the largest undeveloped and independent gold project in Quebec. Arvista has significant upside potential to further grow its resources and is currently undergoing an extensive 2017 drill campaign. Arvista Gold trades on the TSXV under the symbol AVA and on the OTCQB under the symbol ARVSF. For more information on Arvista, please visit arvistagold.com.
Uranium Energy Corp.
NYSE Market, UEC,
is a leader in the coming bull market in uranium, with spot uranium up more than 40% in 2 months. The new bull market is just starting. UEC has the cash, the licensed resources, the permitted processing center, the advanced technology, and the experienced team to lead this market. Get to know this exciting company now by visiting UraniumEnergy.com.
NYSE Market, UEC.